We have one more big TV departure this week. Mary Hart is stepping down after 3 decades hosting Entertainment Tonight and stepping presumably with those famous legs, once insured for $1 million each. NPR's Netta Ulaby visited Mary Hart at work in Studio City, California, and they talked about how entertainment news and celebrity have changed in the 29 years since Mary Hart has been on air.
Tagging.
Mary Hart is gliding across Entertainment Tonight's blinky orange set, as she has over 7,000 times since she joined the show in 1982. Around her in the darkness lurk legions of boom operators, makeup artists, and stage managers.
Five, stage turning, four, walking, three.
Just a few minutes ago, two people from wardrobe literally sewed Mary Hart into a clingy red dress. She's wearing the highest, sparkliest gold high heels imaginable. But offset in her pastel bungalow, Mary Hart comes across as the former schoolteacher from South Dakota she happens to be, and honest about how critics have always perceived her show.
They love to put us down. Oh, that fluff! It was always the fluff. But I have always said, look at how much money people pour into their entertainment.
Close to $3,000 a year for the average American family. More than gas or furniture or education. Back in the early 1980s, it was assumed that regular people did not care about the entertainment industry's industry side. Then came Hart and her co-host, John Tesh.
How will you know what's happening in the world of entertainment today?
Watch Entertainment Tonight and you won't miss a beat.
That's an old ad from 1988.
We were the first ones to talk about television ratings and talk about box office grosses over the weekend.
Believe it or not, some station programmers were amazed to learn 20 minutes of entertainment news could be found to fill a half-hour show every day. Hart remembers a watershed moment for Entertainment Tonight in 1986.
Way back when the Twilight Zone helicopter crash killed Vic Morrow and the two children, it was a terrible tragedy. But you know what? We were on the set. We were in the courtroom for the trial every single day.
Judge Brian Crahern will decide if there is sufficient evidence to order a trial. Scott Osborne, Entertainment Tonight.
That was when the networks had to sit up and go, wait a minute, we don't have that footage. We better call Entertainment Tonight.
Hart thinks this marks the moment when entertainment coverage really started seeping into mainstream news. At first, she says, Entertainment Tonight had no real competition. Then came the copycats, Hard Copy, Access Hollywood, even a whole network, E. And now?
Today when you say, who's your competition, you look around and go, well, how about USA Today, the newspaper? How about the Today Show, Good Morning America, the CBS Early Show? They all want celebrity news. They know it sells because we proved it first.
But having created a hunger for celebrity news, Entertainment Tonight is lagging behind in selling it. Right now, according to Nielsen, about 6 million people watch Entertainment Tonight. 10 years ago, it was more like 8 million. Anne Helen Peterson is an academic who's studied the show.
This is not the 18 to 34 audience. This is the 34 to 60 audience. That's really her prime demographic, and mostly women, middle class.
Who related to Hart's gentle goofiness and made her an entertainment news icon. When Hart leaves Entertainment Tonight, Peterson says it's the end of an era.
This is a show that's really, really important to the history of gossip and the way that the gossip industry works and the type of information that the gossip industry itself found important.
But what's important, Peterson says, has changed. Entertainment Tonight's sneak previews and backstage access are less compelling in today's obsessive, hypercharged celebrity culture. I asked Mary Hart if Entertainment Tonight might have laid the groundwork for TMZ, an aggressive stalkerazzi. She said, no.
I think there is a meaner tone, and I don't just see it in entertainment news. It's just in general.
Whenever she's not on set filming her last week on the show, Mary Hart seems to be doing interviews about her favorite interviews. Michael Jackson, Richard Pryor, Annette Funicello. For NPR, she launched into an anecdote about Helen Hayes, the stately stage actress sometimes called the First Lady of American Theater.
She was such a dear lady. She was already 91 years old. I was sitting in her living room. We had all of our lights and everything set. It was quite the big setup in this charming little old lady's house. And all of a sudden, one of the light stands fell, hit her on the head. She falls over onto her sofa, and I'm sitting there across from her going, oh my gosh, we just killed Helen Hayes.
Helen Hayes survived. So did Mary Hart. Netta Ulaby, NPR News. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.